Michael Molden leaving it off for Walt Lemon Jr. at the same spot. He's going to drive into the pit, and he finishes with the underhand, a layup, 65-59, Windy City. Now to Jakar Sampson with the behind-the-back move. Oh, he tried to get fancy with the layup, didn't finish it, but the second chance putback, no. Third time's the charm, no. But fourth time, it'll work. Walt Lemon Jr. at the near right wing, top of the circle. Michael Molden for the three ball. It is good. Backing out, pulls up for the long J. It is good. For the long two, Jakar Sampson, 72-65 Bulls. As Walt Lemon with the Euro step, had it partially blocked. He got his own second chance, and he finishes 85-73 Windy City. Walt Lemon at the wing, near side, top of the circle. Raleigh Alkins driving in, Euro step, pass in, right side, CJ Fair with the dunk, 87-79 Bulls. It's Jakar Sampson behind the back, pass to Brandon, cutting in, BJ Beecham with the thunderous slam, 92-85 Windy City. Thomas Walter inbound baseline, quickly in for Kaiser Gates, who had only 7 on the shot clock. He drains another 3. 95-87 Bulls. Elbow, it's Jakar. Now Kaiser Gates top of the circle. 10 on the shot clock for Raleigh Alkins. Alkins at the top now with 8. Raleigh Alkins with the crossover to the left for Gates. 5 on the shot clock. Jakar Sampson left baseline. 2 on the shot clock. Turning around just in time to get it off. It's Jakar Sampson. Double digit lead for Windy City. 99-89. High pass in. Jakar fakes him out. Puts up the easy floater at the near block. 101-91 Windy City. As Jakar Sampson in the left corner has a 3 of his own. 104-94. 6 minutes to go. Crossover. Step back. Left wing 3 from Michael Mulder is good. 111-100 Bulls. Walt Lemon Jr. left side at the wing, driving in the paint, going off the glass and in. Walt Lemon Jr. at it again. 115-108 Delaware, trailing by 7.
Windy City Nation.
This is your exclusive home for the Windy City Bulls.
This is your Windy City Bulls post-game show on SportsTownChicago.com and the Windy City Bulls Radio Network with Ryan Fahey.
Once again, not exactly Ryan Fahey, Rob Hill, Aaron Schellen joining you for the very first playoff edition of the Windy City Bulls post-game show. And the Bulls, as Ryan so eloquently put, are headed to the postseason courtesy of a 121-111 victory over the Delaware Bluecoats this evening. Ryan is currently efforting to get us a Bulls player. Hopefully we'll get that before the end of the postgame show starts here, Rob. But let's jump right in. And, you know, if we get interrupted by somebody, we get interrupted by somebody. So huge game for the Bulls. Huge second half. Jakar Sampson, Walt Lemon, what more can you say?
Yeah, exactly. Perfectly put there, Aaron. If we get interrupted by somebody, hopefully Walter Lemon or Jakar Sampson. Either one of those guys would be absolutely terrific to talk to with the performances that they display tonight. But first of all, congratulations to the Windy City Bulls on their first ever playoff appearance. There are still 3 games left on the season. We still have 1 home game left on the schedule, Aaron. I believe that is against the Canton Charge on the last game of the season. And I also believe you and I will also have that call on the last game of the season, too.
Yes,
so,
absolutely.
Yeah, so that'll be a very exciting game to call as well. But talking about tonight overall, this was a very close game going into halftime the last time we spoke at 61-59, and the Bulls just absolutely took charge, and it was all thanks to the defensive prowess of the Windy City Bulls in the second half. So just looking at my notes that I have here, looking at the Delaware Bluecoats, they shot 47% in the first half and brought it all the way down to 44 in the second half, and from three-point range, the three-pointer percentage also went down as well. But then, like you mentioned, Walter Lemon Jr. and Jakar Sampson just absolutely took over, especially towards the, in that fourth quarter there. Jakar Sampson went on his own personal 6-0 run, and then as the Delaware Bluecoats, who were in this entire game, Aaron, don't disrespect the Delaware Bluecoats at all, they were trying to fight their way back into this game, but it was Jakar Sampson and Walt Lemon Jr. who both went on personal runs of their own in that fourth quarter to eventually do in the Bluecoats.
Yeah, so we'll start with Walt Lemon Jr. Walt has proven himself time and time again to be this team's closer. Walt Lemon with 30 points, 7 rebounds, 6 assists, 3 steals, 14 of 29 shooting. The big man in the middle, Jakar Sampson, with 30 of his own to go along with 12 rebounds, 3 block shots on 13 of 23 shooting. Michael Mulder, 16 points on 6 of 10 shooting, leaving him 15 points shy of the Windy City Bulls all-time record, which In theory, based on how he's playing, we'll probably see that in their next game. Kaiser Gates off the bench with a monster game. 17 points, 13 rebounds, 5 of 8 from three-point land. C.J. Fair with another C.J. Fair-style game, a double-double, 13 points, 10 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 block shots. The only real negative to this game, I would say, if I had told you during the pregame that Brandon Sampson would go scoreless on 0 of 7 shooting and the Bulls would shoot 31% from three-point land on the game, you probably think we'd be talking about a different outcome. But this team has shown resiliency since that 5-12 start to be where they are now is just... It's a sight to behold if you're a Bulls fan.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And you and I have grown to become Windy City Bulls fans as this is our first year covering the team, Aaron. But, yeah, I couldn't sum it up any better. And I don't want to dwell on Brandon Sampson's 0 for 7 night because, flat out, you're going to have bad nights. It's just how it's going to be over the course of this season in a 50-game schedule like there is in the G League. You're going to have bad nights regardless if it's the G League or the NBA. That is just going to happen. But otherwise, thank goodness that he had Brandon Sampson that has had 4 other tremendous performances out of the rest of the starting lineup. C.J. Fair, 6 for 10. Jakarr Sampson, 13 for 23. Michael Mulder, 6 for 10. And Walter Lemon Jr. having a Kobe Bryant-esque game, chucking up 29 shots. But shot efficiently, though, 14 for 29 from the field. And like you said, he really has established himself as the closer for this Windy City team as they now push themselves to 22-8. With Walter Lemon Jr. being a part of action. But flipping it over to the Delaware Bluecoats on their side of the coin here, just looking at some of the games for them looking overall. Rashad Vaughn, 23 points overall. Jared Brownridge had a pretty exciting second half there, had 13 points overall for them. And then Shake Milton, the big X factor for the Delaware Bluecoats team, Aaron, played 35 minutes, shot just 7 of 18 from the field, and only had 8 second half points. It was the bench that mostly stood out for the Delaware Bluecoats in the second half as they got a majority of the playing time, but they were not able to come up with big enough shots, and their defense was not able to close out on the perimeter against the Windy City Bulls in the fourth quarter, which is what eventually dug them in.
Yeah, absolutely, and Rob and I will be back in just a minute here for more on the playoff, the very first playoff edition of the Windy City Bulls postgame show. You're listening to Sportstown Chicago and the Windy City Bulls Radio Network.
Go, my name is Edgar Ibarra, and I'm very grateful for all the knowledge I receive at the Illinois Media School. My 15-year career in radio has been a dream come true. I'm a radio DJ, I'm on the air, and I get to be a program director for 2 radio stations in Wisconsin. My dream became a reality with the Illinois Media School. Illinois Media School is a great school with great teachers and former students now working in the industry today on the radio stations you listen to and on the TV stations you watch every day. Illinois Media School, check it out. For more details, beonair.com.
I couldn't have said it better myself. This is Jonathan Hood, instructor at the Illinois Media School, formerly Illinois Center for Broadcasting. So many reasons for you to consider Illinois Media School: financial aid for those who qualify, real-world hands-on experience, internships, and so much more. Don't just take my word for it. Set up a tour at one of the 2 Chicagoland locations. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports to learn more. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
If you rack them up, we'll cover the breaks on SportstownChicago.com.
Lag out. And we are back once again. The Windy City Bulls have defeated the Delaware Bluecoats tonight by the final score of 121-111. And with that victory, the Windy City Bulls have clinched the playoff spot for the first time in franchise history. So with Rob Hill, I'm Aaron Schellen. And yeah, Rob, this was, you know, the Bulls just sort of, we went into halftime, Bulls up by 2. The second half was a grind, but you saw how this Windy City Bulls team has just been successful night in and night out. They put up 120 points tonight, but it was their defense that led them to victory this evening.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And Coach Charlie Henry, Aaron, is somebody that definitely preaches defense. And like I said, I was talking to one of the assistant coaches before the game, and with Josh Krybeck, I should say. And when I was talking to Josh, he was telling me that Coach Henry really emphasizes the smaller things, and the smaller things being on defense. When You and I are both here a couple hours before, and we get to see really the practices, the shoot-arounds, what goes on behind the scenes, and not in front of the full 48 minutes that goes on the television screen. So what we see is, or at least what I've been seeing from Charlie Henry, is the fact that he definitely has these guys working on a lot of rotations, moving their feet quicker on defense, and it appears, as Aaron is pointing over towards the tunnel, that we do have Kaiser Gates over, and a very ecstatic Ryan Fahey, that he was able to bring Kaiser Gates over here for our post-game interview.
Yeah, we got Kaiser Gates joining us here right now.
That's where you get things set up here,
headphones and microphone. Kaiser, thanks for joining us. Congratulations on the victory tonight. Congratulations on the playoffs.
Man, thank you a lot. I appreciate it.
So I assume you guys, I mean, you have to scoreboard watch a little bit, right? You had to know that with a victory tonight, you guys were going to the playoffs for the first time.
Oh, yeah, we were well aware of that coming into the game. You know, we just knew we had to execute the game plan and, you know, play harder than the other team.
Yeah, Kaiser, congratulations, man, on the first ever Windy City Bulls franchise, I should say, playoff appearance. So for overall for you on the night, though, 5 threes, I know that your three-point game is such a huge factor in your game. I've talked to you about it outside of the court as well. Is that something that you continue to strive to work on each and every day?
Oh, yeah, every day. You know, I got to keep my repetition going. I feel like if I take too much time off, then I might not lose it, but it's going to take a second for it to get back. So I just try to stay in the gym and keep shooting and keep my repetition going.
Absolutely. Well, that reputation is well-founded. So this the Delaware Blue Coats, they came in with one of the highest scoring offenses in the G League. What message did Coach Henry send to you guys tonight before the game to try to combat what they were going to bring to the table?
I mean, you know, today we figured out they were two players short. Two of their bigs weren't playing. So, yep. You know, we had to kind of adjust on the fly. But Coach had a great game plan in switching 1 through 5 and, you know, pressing up, trying to make them finish plays at the rim. So we just executed that as well as we could.
Yeah, and you definitely took advantage of the fact that Justin Patton and Norville Pell were both out in tonight's matchup. 13 boards overall for you in this ball game tonight, Kaiser. And I could see you down low. I know that you're really proud of yourself on being a 3-and-D player. I've also talked to Raleigh Elkins, and that you are one of the best 3-and-D players that he has seen overall in the G League. So Raleigh definitely has a lot of praise for you overall. But
my guy right there.
Do you take that when you hear compliments like that, whether it be from your teammates, whether it be from people like Aaron and I, does that motivate you even more and more to make your to elevate your game to new heights?
I mean, I want to elevate my game regardless of what people say. Whether they say I'm doing great or something, whether they say I'm not doing good or something, I want to keep adding new things to my game. And, you know, the offseason is a great time for that, for one. But, you know, during the season, just keep sharpening the tools that I'm already using.
Congratulations. Go celebrate with your team. And we appreciate your time.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Kaiser Gates, thank you. Appreciate it. Once again, Kaiser Gates joining Rob and I. And once again, so we're going to take one more break here. We're going to come back with our final thoughts. Once again, victorious Bulls, 121-111 over the Delaware Bluecoats. You're listening to Windy City Bulls basketball on SportsTownChicago.com and the Windy City Bulls Radio Network.
My name is Chris Labosco, and I do play-by-play for minor league hockey. It was while I was at the Illinois Media School that I got my first opportunity to do actual play-by-play in my first week of class. Through my time in class, I was able to improve as a broadcaster by learning how to use different equipment, how to set up for a remote broadcast, and how to prepare for each and every game that I would call. I even found an internship doing play-by-play for minor league baseball before graduating. If I never went to the Illinois Media School, I never would have found my passion.
I couldn't have said it better myself. This is Jonathan Hood, instructor at the Illinois Media School, formerly Illinois Center for Broadcasting. So many reasons for you to consider Illinois Media School: financial aid for those who qualify, real-world hands-on experience, internships, and so much more. Don't just take my word for it. Set up a tour at one of the 2 Chicagoland locations. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports to learn more. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Where Chicago sports live, SportsTownChicago.com.
And we are back, Rob Hill and Aaron Schellen, a victorious Windy City Bulls team, 121-111 over the Delaware Bluecoats. And yeah, once again, that was Kaiser Gates, not Raleigh Elkins.
Just for the clarification
for you listening at home. I'm going to go ahead and blame Rob, though. Rob brought Raleigh up and got Raleigh stuck on the brain. So, Kaiser, I appreciate it. I thank you for your time. Rob, any last thoughts for us?
Yeah, absolutely, boys. This is just to the Windy City Bulls players 1 through 12 out there, even though to some of the guys that have not played tonight. But either way, all these guys at some point, whether it's Taiwan Kenley, Jenock, Deason, and Farrakhan Hall, three players who did not see action at all tonight, collectively at some point or another, they have made an impact on the season. And you and I during the pregame show, Aaron, talked about so many guys that have made an impact up to this point, but they got to carry that not just for another three games. They can't just seem to settle now and just rest down. Yes, these next three games do not have much implication going forward, but there still is seeding possibilities for this team, because now with the win that they have, they're still trailing the Westchester Knicks by, I believe, now 2 games. So there still is a possibility, depending on how they perform over these next 3 games. Then 2 out of the next 3 games are teams that are under 500. So the Bulls definitely have a good chance of taking these next 3 and possibly playing here at home in their first playoff game.
Yeah, next up for the Bulls are the Lakeland Magic, as they will travel to the Sunshine State to play there. That Lakeland team is a team that the Bulls handled here with relative ease about 3 weeks ago. Of course, Lakeland was a little shorthanded, and you know, everybody wants to protect their home court, so that will be a challenge for the Bulls. Our next broadcast will be a week from tomorrow, Saturday the 23rd, as the Bulls close out their regular season schedule against the Canton Charge. Tip-off scheduled for 7 p.m. That is all for us tonight. For Rob Hill, Ryan Fahey, Paul Pletica, the man back at the station, the birthday boy, Brian Singelman. Happy 40th birthday, Brian. And the man up in the booth, Joe DiGiacomo. My name is Aaron Schellen, and once again, the Windy City Bulls defeat the Delaware Bluecoats 121-111. You've been listening to Windy City Bulls basketball on SportstownChicago.com and the Windy City Bulls Radio Network. Good night, everybody.